Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
使徒保罗说，我在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。保罗是基督教历史上把福音传得最广的人，他会这么传，这么讲，他这么会传福音，可是他只有一个中心的信息，那个信息就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
The Apostle Paul said, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." In the history of Christianity, Paul spread the gospel message to more parts of the world than anyone else. And yet, he had one singular message to tell, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
十字架是基督信仰的中心，没有十字架的基督教就好像是一个没有引擎的汽车，又好像是一支没有笔芯的铅笔，又好像是一台没有中央处理器的电脑，把最中心的那个成分拿走，那个东西它就变得没用了。
The cross is at the heart of the Christian faith. Christianity without the cross is like a car without an engine, or a pencil without its lead, or a computer without its CPU. Take away the object's fundamental component, and that object becomes useless.
没有引擎的汽车不能开动，没有笔芯的铅笔不能写字，没有中央处理器的电脑不能做工，没有十字架的基督教不能救人，因为救恩来自于耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
You cannot drive a car lacking its engine, or write with a pencil without its lead. A computer without its CPU cannot function. And Christianity without the cross cannot save, because salvation comes from Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
今天晚上的信息有两个重点，第一是十字架的本质，第二是十字架的功效。
Tonight's message has two key points. The first is the essential nature of the cross. The second point is the effect of the cross.
十字架代表耶稣基督的苦难。耶稣基督受苦是什么？这是十字架的本质。耶稣基督的受苦成就了什么？这是十字架的它的功效。
The cross, in other words, what is the essence of the cross?And what is the effect that the cross have on us?
我们先来看基督受苦的本质。圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督他受苦有两个本质：第一是代替，第二是神的爱。
First, let us think about the essence. First, let us think about the essence of the suffering of Christ. The Bible tells us.That the suffering of Christ embodies two qualities. The first idea is this idea of substitution, or to take the place of. And the second quality is God's love.
把这两个意思合在一起，就是基督受苦的本质。
These two qualities combined, that God's love expressed through Jesus' suffering in our place, make up the essence of the cross.
首先我们看到基督受苦的本质是代替。
First, we take a look at the essenceOf Christ's suffering as substitution.
圣经上说，因为基督也曾一次受苦，基督受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神的面前。
The Bible says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God."
圣经说得很清楚，基督受苦是义的代替不义的。主耶稣他是义的，我们都是不义的。耶稣是代替我们受苦。
The Bible is clear. The suffering of Christ is the just taking the place of the unjust. Jesus is just. We're all the unjust. Jesus suffered and died for us.
每当我们看到十字架，就应当想到，本来应该是我被钉在十字架上的，耶稣是代替我钉上了十字架。耶稣基督他是无罪的，我是有罪的，那无罪的他代替有罪的我来受苦。
When we gaze upon the cross, we ought to remember it should have been us nailed on that cross, and yet Jesus took our place and was crucified. Jesus was without sin. I am a sinner. The one without sin took the place of the one filled with sin and was crucified.
我们每一个人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。神是公义的神，他万不以有罪为无罪。每个人都必须为自己的罪付出代价。
Each of us is guilty of sin, fallen short of the glory of God. God is a just God. Sin cannot go unpunished. Every person will have to pay the price for his own sin.
那圣经告诉我们，神恨恶罪，但是他却爱罪人。因此之故，他为人预备了一条代罪的道路。神允许人可以用一只羊来代替自己，将这只羊杀了，献为赎罪祭，就可以除去献祭者这个人的罪。
The Bible tells us that God hates sin, but He loves the sinner. Not wanting to see us perish, He provided a way for us to be redeemed from our sin. God allowed a person to take a lamb to take a place in order to pay the price for our sin. When the lamb is sacrificed as a sin offering, the sin of the one making the offering can then be forgiven.
神这样做是因为他爱我们，他要保全我们的生命，所以他让一只羔羊被杀流血，替我们付出罪的代价。
God did this because He loves us. He does not want to see us die in our sin. So He accepted the blood from a lamb killed as an offering as redemption for the wages of our sin.
可是献上一只羔羊，那个功效只是暂时的，如果以后又犯了罪，就要重新献祭。
However, offering an animal sacrifice only works temporarily. Each time we sin, we would have to kill another animal and make a new offering.
只有耶稣基督，他成为世人代罪的羔羊，替我们而死，能够一次而永远洗净我们的罪。
Only Jesus Christ was able to sacrifice himself as an offering for the sins of all mankind. He died for our sins once and for all.
圣经上这样子说，他不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
The Bible says, He did not enter by means of blood of goats or calves, but He entered the most holy place once for all by His own blood, having obtained eternal redemption.
基督受苦的第二个本质是神的爱。
The second essence of Christ's suffering is God's love.
圣经上这样子说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The Bible says, But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
基督为什么要代替我们？因为神爱我们，爱到一个地步，让他自己的独生子替我们而死。耶稣基督他在十字架上牺牲，不但满足了神圣洁公义的要求，更显明天父对我们丰盛的慈爱。
Why must Jesus die for us? Because God loves us. He loves us so deeply that He gave His only Son to die for us. By taking our place on the cross, Jesus' sacrifice not only satisfied the demands of God's holy and righteous nature, but it also demonstrated God's magnificent love.
正如圣经所说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Just as the Bible says, For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
耶稣受难的过程非常的痛苦，他所承受的是当时罗马政府对犯人最残酷的刑罚。耶稣被鞭打，直到体无完肤，满身鲜血，然后又被强迫背着沉重的十字架走过耶路撒冷的街道，来到耶路撒冷城外一个叫做各各他的小山丘上面。
Jesus suffered through unimaginable pain. The crucifixion was the most ruthless and brutal form of punishment in the Roman Empire during that time. Jesus was whipped until not an inch of his skin was intact. His body was covered in his own bloodAnd then he was forced to carry a heavy cross through the streets of Jerusalem, arriving at the outskirts of the city at a place called Golgotha.
在那里，他们将耶稣用大铁钉钉在十字架上。我们平时如果一个人的手指头不小心被夹到了，都会痛得不得了，更何况手跟脚都被铁钉穿透，挂在十字架上，慢慢的死去呢。
There, the Roman soldiers used their long metal stakes to nail Jesus to the cross. Now, imagine the pain you feel when you accidentally pinch your finger. Now, try to imagine the agony you would feel to have foot-long metal spikes driven through your wrists and ankles, hung upon a cross, and then left there to die slowly.
耶稣为什么要承受这么大的痛苦？因为他爱我们，愿意承担我们的罪，为我们受苦。十字架最终的本质就是神的爱。看到十字架，我们就看到了神的爱。
Jesus suffered through the crucifixion because he willingly took our sin upon himself, suffered and died for us because he loved us. God's love, that is the ultimate essence of the cross.
基督受苦的功效有三个，第一个是救恩。
There are three effects of Christ's suffering. The first is salvation.
圣经上说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
The Bible says, He himself bore our sins in our body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
耶稣爱我们，为我们死在十字架上，完成了救恩，使我们可以在义上活，可以过一个新的生命。
Being hung on the cross means being crucified. God loves us, and He died on the cross for us, thereby fulfilling the act of redemption, giving us a chance to live for righteousness, to live a new life.
那只要信耶稣，你就可以得救。你一切的罪都被赦免了，在基督里成为一个新造的人。
Once Jesus Christ died on the cross, the act of salvation is completed. We are given that hope for redemption.
那耶稣他在最后晚餐的时候告诉他的门徒说，所擘开的饼就是他的身体，是为我们舍的，所饮的杯就是他的血，所立的新约是为我们舍身流血，使我们可以因为信他而白白的得救。
At the Last Supper with his disciples, Jesus took bread, broke it, and said, This is my body, which is a new covenant. Later he took the cup, saying, This is my blood of the new covenant. Jesus had his body broken and his blood shed so that we could simply believe and be saved by faith alone.
感谢主，我们得救，不是因为我们自己做了什么好事，而是因为主耶稣已经为我们预备好了救恩。那救恩已经完成了。不需要再加工，任何人只要信主就可以得救。
Thank you, Lord, for we are saved, not because we have done anything good on our own effort, but because Lord Jesus fulfilled the work of redemption for us. Salvation is complete. No further work is required.
感谢主耶稣，因为他受苦，使我们有救恩可得，这是基督受难的第一个功效。正如先知以赛亚他所说的，他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Thank the Lord Jesus because he suffered so that we may be redeemed. This is the first effect of Christ's crucifixion, just as predicted in the book of Isaiah. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.And by his wounds, we are healed.
基督受苦的第二个功效就是我们可以亲近神。
The second effect of Christ's suffering is access to God.
圣经上说，因为基督也曾一次受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神的面前。
The suffering of Christ, achieved a second effect.And that is,
I'm just quoting the passage from 1 Peter.
Okay. For the Bible says, For Christ died for sins once and for all, the righteousness for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
请注意圣经上说，为要引我们到神的面前，基督受苦是为了要我们亲近神。
Take a closer look at the words, to bring you closer to God, Jesus' crucifixion was meant to bring us closer to God.
那圣经又继续解释亲近神的好处，说不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
The Bible further explains the benefits of drawing near to God. Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
另外一节圣经说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
The Bible also says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
现在我想用一个比方来解释这个道理。我想了一个故事，我就说这个故事。有一个人他犯了罪，被判了死刑，那国王很怜悯他，替他付出很重的代价，使他的罪得到赦免。国王就在法庭上对他说，你的罪已经赦免了，你自由了，去吧。这个犯人千恩万谢，离开了法庭，走到大街上，他站在街头感到非常的迷惘，现在我可以去哪里呢？就在这个时候，有一辆华丽的马车来到他的面前，走下一个仆人请他上车，马车将他拉到了皇宫的门口，他走进皇宫，看到一切都是这么的美好。那这个时候他发现国王就站在他的面前，温和地对他说，孩子，我已经收纳你做我的儿子，从此以后这个皇宫就是你的家，你可以随时来亲近我，将来还要继承我的产业。
I will illustrate these two verses with a story. There was once a criminal sentenced to die for his crimes, but the king felt compassion for him and paid a very large price on his behalf, allowing his crime to be forgiven. The king says to the man, your crimes are forgiven. Go, you are free. This man was filled with a grateful heart, walked out of that courtroom and out onto the street. As he stood there, he begins to think and feel, feeling lost, not knowing where he should go. And at that moment, a royal carriage drove up, stopping in front of him. A servant came out, invited him in, and as he did, the carriage took him to the king's palace entrance. The man entered the palace, admiring all its splendor and beauty. Then suddenly, the king approached him, greeted him warmly, and says, Child, I have already adopted you as my son. From this day forward, this royal palace is your home. You can come close to me whenever you need me, and you shall inherit all that I have.
这个听起来好像是童话故事。可是圣经告诉我们，神的爱就是这么神奇，神他对我们就是这么的不可思议。神不但是赦免了我们的罪，把我们丢在大街上，他就不管我们了，神他还收纳我们做他的儿女，让我们可以随时去亲近他，叫我们只管随时来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续恩惠和帮助。
Doesn't that story sound like a fairy tale? But the Bible tells us that God's love is just as amazing, just as unfathomable. God didn't forgive our sins only to throw us back out into the worldTo fend for ourselves. He adopts us as his sons and daughters with the privilege of drawing near him anytime we want. He calls us to approach the throne of grace to receive mercy, grace, and help in time of need.
基督受苦的功效，消极的来说是赦罪。我们两个配合的还不错，让我们第一之前都做过功课的，但是这一句不在上面，我说一遍哈 ，Alex 啊，基督受苦的功效哈，消极的来说是赦罪啊，将原来有罪的人免罪，将原来受捆绑的人救出来，这是基督受苦的功效，从消极的角度来说。
The result of Christ's suffering, simply stated, is having our sins forgiven to be freed from our debts.
但是从积极的方面来说，是使人得到神儿女的名分，使我们生活中随时可以亲近神，得到各样的恩惠和帮助。
But from a more complete point of view, we see that Christ's crucifixion also allows us to become the children of God, to have God close in our lives, to receive grace and help in the time of need.
最后一点，基督受苦的功效是福音。
The last effect of Christ's suffering is the gospel.
因为基督受苦，所以我们有福音可以传。
Because of Jesus' suffering, we have a message to tell the world.
路加福音这样说，耶稣又对他们说，照经上所说的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
In Luke chapter 24, verse 46 to 47, Jesus told them, "This is what is written, that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem."
耶稣说，主耶稣要我们所传的是悔改赦罪的道。那悔改是人的部分，赦罪是神的部分。神在什么基础之上赦免我们的罪？在耶稣基督受苦的基础之上。
The Bible says that the gospel Jesus wants us to tell the world is a message of repentance and forgiveness. It is our call to repent, and God's part is to forgive. On what foundation does God forgive our sins? On the foundation of Jesus Christ's death on the cross.
因为耶稣基督他已经死在十字架上，替我们付清了罪债。任何人只要认罪悔改，以信心接受耶稣为救主，就可以得到神的赦免，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because Jesus took our place on the cross, he paid the wages of sin on our behalf. Whoever confesses his sin and repents, accept Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord, he shall receive God's forgiveness. Then he shall not perish, but have eternal life.
传福音就是传悔改赦罪的道，因为耶稣基督为我们受苦，我们才有福音可传。
The gospel is a message of repentance and forgiveness. Because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, we have a message of hope to tell the world.
如果我们只是传健康幸福的道，那就不需要基督受苦，只需要神他肯祝福就好了。可是健康幸福的道不是福音，也不能够救人，因为罪没有得到赦免，只有悔改认赦罪的道才是福音。
If we only preach about peace and prosperity, then Jesus wouldn't have needed to suffer. We simply would be asking God for blessings every day.But the prosperity gospel is not the Christian gospel. Without Jesus and the cross, we would still be under sin. The true gospel is all about repentance and forgiveness.
感谢主耶稣，因为他爱我们，为我们死在十字架上，使我们有福音可以传给世界上的人。连我们自己也是因为听了福音，认罪悔改，因此而得到救恩。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.Because he loved us enough to die for us, we have a gospel to tell the world. We ourselves have received this gospel, repented, and received forgiveness.
使徒保罗他这样说，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
The Apostle Paul says,When I came to you, brother, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
各位弟兄姐妹，刚刚我们看到基督受苦的两个本质跟三个功效。
Brothers and sisters, we have just examined the two essence of Christ's suffering and its three effects.
基督受苦的本质是代替， 圣洁无罪的耶稣基督成为我的代罪羔羊，替我死在十字架上。
The essence of Christ's suffering is substitution. That is, Jesus Christ, who was without sin, offered himself to become our sin offering, took our place on the cross.
那基督受苦的本质是神的爱，至高的神他爱我，所以才亲自来到人间替我死，使我可以因信得救。
The essence of Christ's suffering is also God's love. Because he loved us so unconditionally, he personally descended down to earth in the form of Jesus, died for my sin, so that I may believe and be saved.
因为基督的受苦使我们有救恩可得，有天父可亲，有福音可传，这三个是基督受难的功效。
Because of Christ's suffering, we receive the hope of salvation, of becoming God's children, and a good news to share with the world. These are the three effects of Christ's suffering.
那弟兄姐妹，今天我们再一次了解基督受苦的意义之后，那应该有所反应。对基督的受苦，正确的反应是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters,Now that we have heard and understood the meaning of Jesus' suffering on the cross, we are called to respond. Just how should we respond?
第一个就是接受他。
First is accept him.
基督受苦是为了要我们得救，那不信的人应当以信心来接受耶稣基督为救主，这样才不辜负他的爱。
Jesus died in order to save us.All those who have yet to believe in him can freely accept Jesus as Lord and Savior by faith. Don't miss out on his love.
第二是纪念他。
The second is remember and honor him.
耶稣被卖的那一夜，他叫门徒以后要吃主的饼，喝主的杯，为的是纪念他。已经信主的人，我们定期守主餐，提醒自己不要忘记主的爱。
On the night Jesus was betrayed,He called his disciples to the breaking of bread and the drinking of the Lord's cup in remembrance of him. In this way, Christians are called to take part in the Lord's Supper regularly. So God's love is not forgotten.
那第三是跟随他。
And the third is follow him.
耶稣基督被钉十字架，他也呼召一切信主的人也要背起自己的十字架来跟随他，在生活中活出主的爱。
Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, he must take up his cross and follow me, and let God's love live in him.
那现在我们要守主餐，请我们预备自己的心，用主餐来纪念主。
Let us now prepare our hearts to receive the Lord's Supper.
我要先读一段经文，《哥林多前书》第十一章二十三到二十九节。
I will first read a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 29.
哥林多前书第十一章二十三节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me.For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks the cup, For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment unto himself.